when a monthly cycle becomes a barrier. Why menstrual health matters for girls' education in Tanzania. For millions of girls around the world, education represents hope. It offers the possibility of independence, financial security, improved health, and the chance to shape a different future from previous generations. Yet for many girls, the path to education is filled with obstacles that receive little attention. Some are obvious, such as poverty or long journeys to school. Others are far less visible, hidden behind silence, embarrassment, and social expectations. One of the most overlooked is menstruation. Menstruation is a completely natural part of life, yet for countless girls, it creates challenges that extend far beyond physical discomfort. Limited access to menstrual products, inadequate sanitation facilities, lack of education about reproductive health, and persistent cultural taboos can transform a monthly biological process into a significant barrier to learning. These challenges are particularly evident in low-income countries, where poverty and limited infrastructure make managing menstruation especially difficult. Research by Professor Vibeke Vogenes and PhD student Cecilia Grevstad explores this issue through the experiences of schoolgirls in Tanzania. Their work demonstrates that menstrual health management is about far more than hygiene. It is closely connected to education, gender equality, public health, poverty, and human dignity. Most importantly, it shows that improving girls' ability to manage menstruation could have a profound impact on their educational opportunities and future lives. Tanzania has made impressive progress in expanding access to education. Girls and boys now enroll in primary school in almost equal numbers, reflecting years of investment in improving educational opportunities. Yet this encouraging picture changes during secondary education. Girls consistently perform less well than boys in national examinations, fewer continue into upper secondary education, and fewer reach university. Many factors contribute to this difference, but Vogenes and Grevstad argue that menstrual health management deserves far greater recognition than it currently receives. Equal education dictates that all students must be able to participate fully in school life. If one group repeatedly faces obstacles that another does not, then equal access alone cannot guarantee equal opportunity. For many Tanzanian girls, menstruation is one of those obstacles. Managing a period requires resources that many people rarely think about. Girls need clean toilets that provide privacy, reliable access to water and soap, suitable places to dispose of used materials and menstrual products that allow them to remain comfortable throughout the school day. When these basic requirements are missing, simply attending school becomes a challenge. Many students spend long hours away from home, often walking several kilometers each morning before lessons even begin. During this time, they need confidence that they can manage their period safely and discreetly. Unfortunately, this confidence is often difficult to achieve. Many schools lack adequate sanitation facilities. Toilets, which are most often pit latrines, may have broken doors, little privacy, no running water, or no soap. Some schools provide nowhere suitable for girls to change menstrual products during the day. Even when emergency supplies exist, they are frequently limited or unavailable. Imagine trying to concentrate on mathematics, science, or literature while constantly worrying about leaking through your clothes or having nowhere private to change a pad. Instead of focusing on learning, girls may spend much of the day managing anxiety about something entirely beyond their control. Some decide that staying home is the safest option. Teachers, students, and community members interviewed during the research all describe menstruation as an important reason why girls miss school. Missing only a few days every month may appear relatively minor, but over an academic year, those absences accumulate into weeks of missed learning. As many students do not have a textbook to refer to at home, their notes written while present in class are particularly valuable when studying for exams. While these girls miss school, lessons continue, examinations arrive on schedule, and catching up becomes increasingly difficult. Attendance, however, is only part of the story. Many girls continue attending school during menstruation but participate differently. One student explained that she avoided answering questions in class even when she knew the correct answer, because standing in front of classmates made her worry that blood might have stained her skirt. Rather than risk humiliation, she remained silent. This simple example illustrates how menstruation affects education in ways that attendance records cannot capture. Education depends on participating, asking questions, building confidence, and developing leadership skills. When girls spend part of every month trying to remain unnoticed, their opportunities to develop these qualities are reduced. Material poverty makes these challenges even greater. Commercial sanitary pads remain unaffordable for many families. Purchasing even a small packet may consume a large proportion of a day's income. Faced with difficult financial choices, families often prioritize food, transport, or school fees over menstrual products. As a result, many girls improvise using pieces of cloth or other available materials. Although these alternatives can work, they often require more frequent changing and washing, making them difficult to manage during long school days, where water and privacy are limited. Reusable pads have become an increasingly popular alternative because they reduce long-term costs and can be used repeatedly. Yet, they are not a complete solution. They must be washed properly, dried thoroughly, and stored hygienically. Girls interviewed during the research described hiding reusable pads beneath other clothing while drying them because they feared someone, particularly men, might see evidence of menstruation. These experiences reveal that menstrual health is shaped not only by poverty, but also by culture. Across many communities, menstruation remains surrounded by silence. Mothers may feel uncomfortable discussing it because nobody explained it to them. Teachers often avoid the topic. Consequently, many girls reach puberty without understanding what is happening to their bodies. Instead of anticipating their first period with confidence, many experience fear and confusion. Several girls recalled believing that something was seriously wrong because they had never been prepared for menstruation. For this reason, Professor Vibeke Vorgenes and Cecilia Grevstad argue that menstrual health management extends well beyond providing sanitary products. Education itself is equally important. Schools have a unique opportunity to provide reliable, age-appropriate information before girls experience their first period. Understanding the menstrual cycle helps replace uncertainty with knowledge and encourages girls to view menstruation as a normal part of life rather than something frightening or shameful. Education also helps challenge misconceptions that continue to influence behavior. Some girls described beliefs linking menstrual blood with witchcraft or spiritual danger. Others feared that discarded menstrual products could be used to cause them harm. Whether or not outsiders share these beliefs is beside the point. They shape daily decisions and influence how girls manage menstruation, dispose of materials, and interact with others during their periods. Understanding these cultural realities is essential if programs designed to improve menstrual health are to succeed. Simply providing products cannot overcome deeply rooted beliefs or social expectations. The research also highlights the emotional burden carried by many girls. Menstruation often coincides with adolescence, a period when young people are already navigating changing identities and increasing social expectations. Girls described constantly monitoring themselves throughout the school day. Every movement required thought. Standing up, walking across a classroom, or participating in sport could trigger anxiety about possible leaks or embarrassment. Such worries consume mental energy that would otherwise be devoted to learning. Concentration suffers, confidence declines, and classroom participation becomes increasingly cautious. Over time, these small disadvantages may accumulate into meaningful differences in educational achievement. The researchers emphasize that dignity should be central to discussions about menstrual health. Every girl deserves the opportunity to manage a natural bodily process without shame, fear, or humiliation. Dignity means having access to private toilets, clean water, and supportive teachers. It also means attending a school where accidents are met with understanding rather than ridicule. Education has a particularly important role to play in creating this environment. Schools should provide practical information not only for girls, but also for boys. When accurate knowledge replaces myths and misconceptions, teasing becomes less common and empathy grows. Menstruation becomes recognized as an ordinary aspect of human health rather than something to hide. Teachers also require support. Many have received little formal preparation for discussing menstrual health or responding to students' questions. Training can equip educators with the confidence to provide practical guidance and create classrooms where girls feel comfortable asking for help. The study also demonstrates how committed individuals can make a remarkable difference. One inspiring example is Beatrice, a local activist whose own difficult experiences with menstruation motivated her to establish a program supporting girls' menstrual health. She provides reusable pads, underwear, soap, and educational materials while visiting schools to answer questions openly and honestly. Her work shows that meaningful progress requires more than distributing products. Practical resources, education, and open conversation must work together. Breaking the culture of silence is just as important as improving sanitation facilities. Ultimately, the research reminds us that some of the greatest barriers to education are not always visible. They exist in everyday experiences that many people rarely discuss. Improving menstrual health management is therefore about much more than periods. It is about ensuring that girls can participate fully in school, develop confidence, protect their dignity, and pursue their ambitions without unnecessary barriers. Governments can strengthen sanitation facilities and integrate menstrual health more effectively into education policy. Schools can introduce practical reproductive health education earlier. Communities can challenge harmful myths while respecting cultural traditions. Families can encourage more open conversations about puberty and reproductive health. Together, these changes would help ensure that menstruation is no longer allowed to interrupt education or limit opportunity. The work of Professor Vibeke Vorgenes and Cecilia Grevstad demonstrates that equality in education depends on removing the hidden barriers that prevent girls from fully benefiting. A monthly biological process should never determine the limits of a girl's future. This audio is a summary of the paper, Menstruation and Period Poverty as an Obstacle for Girls' Equal Participation in Education, Tanzania, in BMC Public Health. Travel grants for this research were provided by the Western Norway University of Applied Sciences, HVL, and the University of Inland, INN, Norway. For further information, you can contact Professor Vibeke Vorgenes at vvag@hvl.no.